For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Calmer winds are giving firefighters in California a chance to slow wildfires that are burning everything from mobile homes to mansions. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi.
The weather is giving those firefighters a brief respite today. Johnny Kyle with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says right now we're only seeing light winds in the area.
But tonight and in the morning we expect the winds to pick up and we expect the north winds to increase 15, gusting about 25. So any strong winds concerns us.
Those winds are expected to die down by Monday evening or Tuesday morning.
Two fires have destroyed dozens of homes and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate, including the entire celebrity enclave of Malibu. The fire in Northern California's Butte County has destroyed the mountain town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Protesters in Florida call for the firing of Brenda Snipes, the election supervisor from Broward County, after the state said the election for governor and Senate were so close, recounts must be conducted. Andrew Gillum is the Democratic candidate for governor.
Today, a state-mandated machine recount will commence. In the 67 counties all across the state of Florida. Our team has organized a cadre of hundreds of volunteers and lawyers to spread out all across the state of Florida to ensure to a fair and an accurate count in this process.
Authorities believe the pilot of a small plane that crashed in central Iowa, killing all four on board, may have suffered a heart attack. The student pilot was trying to attempt an emergency landing, but the pilot suddenly had a heart attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is being criticized for not finding a way to visit a cemetery in France for Americans killed in World War I. USA Radio's Rick Vincent says other leaders have had more success.
The iconic monument at Vimy Ridge serves as a reminder of Canadians' wartime sacrifice. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made another visit to that memorial one day before the world marks 100 years since the end of the First World War, saying servicemen and women and veterans maintain the noble cause of the military.
Through your bravery and your dedication to your country, you honor the memory of the young men who died right here on the battlefields of Vimy Ridge, and indeed all service members who have paid the ultimate price.
Heavy rain prevented President Trump from visiting an American cemetery at the site of a 1918 battle in which the Americans and French repelled German forces. It's 50 miles east of the French capital. The rain prevented the helicopter from flying to the site.
The Trump administration has been criticized by humanitarian groups and some members of Congress for its support for the Saudi-led coalition fight against the Houthis in Yemen. Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
We've got to move toward a peace effort here, and we can't say we're going to do it sometime in the future.
Officials say it will likely have little impact on the fight, but will allow the Trump administration to say it's taken action against the Saudis for the devastation in Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.